Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me, pardon me, my lover, my doll. I like the way the fragrance brings out her perfume. As for my coffee, no need for sugar. The world is sweet enough when she is in the room. There's no cigar that could be richer than her smile. So please don't waste the time, I don't want one, thank you. Like the graffiti in the old city. Without a word, she makes my words so colorful. This love's an ending, doesn't matter where you're heading. Wherever you go, you know I'll be there too. The neon sharp lines light up the skyline. At night the city rents is serenade for you. Under the street lights, I want a romance. Come take my hand and join me in this dance for two.
Welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am your hostess, Pam Ray, a poet on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. Late Night Poets puts on these shows 1 to 2 times per week, on a variety of styles of topics and poetry. Tonight is our sensual poetry night, and if you find that is not your cup of tea, please make sure to check out some of our other shows. And also, if you get a chance, make sure to check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. Now, wasn't that just a nice, classy little tune there? It had a really upbeat, jazzy feel to it. Actually made me think of something that you might hear in, like, a Betty Boop cartoon from, like, I think, was that the 1930s, I'd say? Just thereabout, but you can imagine it. Yep, yep, at least I can. All right, so for tonight's show, I ran a contest on All Poetry, and the contest was titled Margaritas, Mojitos, and Martinis. And the idea of the contest was for someone to choose, I had up various prompts for each drink. They chose one of the drinks and wrote a sensual rite inspired by that particular drink. The contest didn't get an overabundant response, but it got quality. You know, it got some great responses. I did, however, also manage to have some great poets and friends who gave me some open sensual poetry to, you know, fill the time and, you know, share with you all, so that's always a good thing. So I'm definitely looking forward to delving into tonight's poetry. It should be an amazing show, great lineup. And before we move forward, I'd like to welcome Phil My Eyes to the show. Welcome, Phil. Glad you could be here.
Hello, hello, hello. It's good to be here.
Why, thank you. Well, you know, I have me and my good old friend Jose Cuervo, we're going to do a show together, but, you know, we're happy that you are here to join us.
Well, look, you know, I can always come and leave the two of you to do it. Oh, my God. Does Jose like to read or comment? Well, he does make comments.
Yeah, right. We might not appreciate his comments, so.
No, probably not. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
You remember that guy, the comedian who does all the different puppets, and he has a jalapeno on a stick?
Yes, yes.
That's probably what Jose Cuervo would sound like if he was commenting. So.
Hey, Mamia, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you. I see Mamia on the board. It's good to see her. And, that definitely was a cool song. That was and you're the one who found that song, Jean, so kudos to you on that. And that was a great find
only
there for the show.
Only by the grace of God did I find that song.
You know, God's saying right now, don't give me credit for that.
Don't bring me into a Wednesday night, he said.
Yeah.
Going around. Too funny. Too funny. Oh, my goodness. So, yes.
But, yeah, we definitely have a great lineup of poetry.
Awesome. Awesome sauce.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Get my feet to calm down, but they're a little peeved at me, and I'm not real crazy about them right now, so I thought I'd share that with you, too.
Oh, yes. Man. Out.
A little bit.
That always.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
that
it's
always sucks.
They're sitting on the floor. That's when they drive me crazy. But it's okay. I'm going to survive. I usually.
Yeah. Do. It sucks, though.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yes. Doesn't put me in the mood for a Wednesday night, I can tell you that much.
Right. Well, or at the very least, there'll be no dancing tonight.
No, that's my job. You sing, I dance. Don't you worry.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, that's what happens when you drink too much of that Cuervo. Yeah. Anyway, what is happening? How is the board? Pretty?
The board is looking good. I think we got about 18, 19 rights.
Uh-huh. Nice.
So that's good. Yes. And, a great lineup. It's like I was telling people, it's not all from the contest, but that's okay because, you know, we'll do the contest non-topic rights and then
right.
we'll move on to open sensual. So
absolutely.
It's all good.
Very cool. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, so do I.
Yes.
But,
Okay. Well, you tell me what you want me to do, and I'll pretend to do it. I'll do my best.
You'll pretend? Okay. Well, I tell you what. You just go ahead and hang out with me, and, you know, we'll have some good old fun reading and commenting together. And hopefully we can get somebody to call in and join us. That would be really nice.
I think that would be fun. But
that would be.
We'll just cross our fingers and see where it goes.
Absolutely. Cross your fingers, knock on wood, and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
But
cross
we are actually. Oh, what was that?
No, I said cross my fingers and cross my toes. Same thing. Just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Oh, wow. Okay. I did not realize that a drink with something in it is a complete long poem. I thought it was just a really short poem.
Oh, well, I don't think that was the one
well,
that I said.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and give it a read.
No, wait a minute.
Well, would you just play the...
You gave me...
Well, because...
Wait.
I have an audio for it, but the audio is only 22 seconds because it only covers the first, like, stanza. But apparently there's Ogden Nash that wrote an extended version.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to you earlier. Yeah, because for digging up the rest of it. I forget who it was. Thanks.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I did not realize that.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Well, I'll just go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read the complete poem of A Drink with Something in It by Ogden Nash. There is something about a martini, a tingle remarkably pleasant, a yellow, a mellow martini, I wish I had one at present. There is something about a martini, ere the dining and dancing began, and to tell you the truth, it is not the vermouth, I think that perhaps it's the gin. There is something about an old-fashioned that kindles a cardiac glow. It is soothing and soft and impassioned as a lyric by Swinburne or Poe. There is something about an old-fashioned when dusk has enveloped the sky, and it may be the ice or the pineapple slice, but I strongly suspect it's the rye. There is something about a mint julep. It is a nectar imbibed in a dream, and fresh as the bud of the tulip, as cool as the bed of the stream. There is something about a mint julep, a fragrance beloved by the lucky, and perhaps it's the tint of the frost and the mint, but I think it was born in Kentucky. There is something they put in a highball that awakens the torpedious brain, that kindles a spark in the eyeball, gliding, singing through vein after vein. There is something they put in a highball, and you'll notice one day if you watch, and it may be the soda, but judged by the odor, I rather believe it's the scotch. Then here's to the hardening wassail, wherever good fellows are found, but its master instead of its vessel, and order the glasses around. For there's something that they put in the wassail that prevents it from tasting like wicker. Since it's not tapioca or mustard or mocha, I'm forced to conclude it's the liquor. End poem. Oh, no, that was great. That was great. Another wonderful find there, Jean. Definitely not central, but what a fun way to start off this show. You really can't go wrong with Ogden Nash. And Jean, your thoughts.
I like the poem, I do, and I, you know, we all, well, most of us know, but I really like the first stanza here because, you know, I'm a gin girl, so I really liked it, but I thought it was really clever all the way through, you know, and thank God for Ogden Nash because, you know, not everybody writes to the prompts of different liquors. I mean, we had
that
a great New Year's that just went down the tubes. People just don't go for it so much. But it was very, that was a good one. I liked it. I liked each stanza. I thought they were each clever and yeah, nicely written. So thanks, Ogden. And no problem. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I don't mind depending on that poem. Sorry. Just saying.
That was fun. And yes, I have to agree with you. And I can definitely see you being a gin girl that you're into the first stanza. I will say that I'm into the old-fashioned stanza, the second stanza, only because, and I have to admit, I've actually never tried an old-fashioned. It's on my to-try list, but it is actually the unofficial drink of Wisconsin. It's actually the alcohol drink related with Wisconsin besides beer.
Wow.
Yeah. And so why I've never tried one, I don't know.
Pennsylvania has an official drink. Now you got me wondering, how do you get one?
The official alcohol of Pennsylvania. Yeah, right. But that definitely is something you need to check out. See if it's something you've tried. Maybe it's martinis. Right? But this is great all the way through. Lots of fun, a great laugh, and, you know, like you said, at least somebody out there is writing, you know, about alcohol. So there you go. All right.
Well,
yeah.
I don't have here, now I'm upset. I don't know where you found yours, but I'm upset. I want to know where I can find
it. I think mine was from a website that some drunk Wisconsinite set up.
God. You're left out and stranded. Okay, whatever.
I know. You'll just have to invent one. I mean.
It's gin all the way. I might even go gin and grapefruit. The hell with the rest of it. Salty dog. What more does Pennsylvania need? You know.
The orange crush is the official beverage of Pennsylvania.
Get the hell out of here. Are you serious?
It's a bright and zesty cocktail that contains orange juice, orange-flavored vodka, triple sec, and lemon, lime, or orange soda. Plus, you guessed it, some orange slices.
That's gross.
That sounds horrible. You need to talk to your board committee and get that changed.
I'm not happy at all. I'm not drinking in Pennsylvania anymore.
That sounds a little too, that's just too much for my taste.
Yeah, that's gross though. God, leave it to us. Like why couldn't like Florida have the oranges or something? Why did I have to skip
that? It makes more sense. I mean, do you guys even have orange groves in Pennsylvania?
Heck no.
For the most part?
No.
Okay, I didn't
think so. Crazy fool. Like, you know, hard cider maybe I could see if we took that. But, you know, we got enough apple trees around. But
that would make sense. Yeah.
Well, you know, not much makes sense. I've been out of shape about that. I have to.
I can stop.
That's it. My God.
Well, that's all right. And if you get a petition started, I'll sign it.
Right. I don't think they'll take signatures from Wisconsinites.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they probably won't. They'll be like, yeah, her signature doesn't count.
Yeah, they'll say she's from Wisconsin. They have a drink already. God. I mean, I doubt they'll listen to me either, but, you know, that was worth a try. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm not right in the head, but it's
funny.
Oh, my God. So, okay.
All right.
That was fun.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, up next, we have Shaking Your Martini Dry with One Margarita by Jenny the Deep. And go ahead, Jean, and give that a read for us, please.
Well, let me see what's happening here. Do you know shaking your martini waters it down? So I don't know about that, but shaking your martini dry with one margarita. I like it dirty. There, so that's the picture at the top. Hey, sexy lady, want to try my special margarita? It will make you shake your martini dry, stirring up your wild side, senorita. You'll want me to drink you all up tonight. Come sit on this stool here next to me, a night full of surprises I have up my sleeves. Set your inhibitions free and let's go crazy. Break your inner wall and enjoy my company. When you're with me, there is no last call. Let me have one more sip of you until we fall onto the floor where we can do it all, horizontally dancing when climbing the walls. My bar is open for your business 24/7. Step inside my office. It will feel like heaven. End poem.
Great. Yeah, great read there, Jean. A fun, sexy write by Jenny. It looks like she had a lot of fun writing to the let's see, I think, well, she attached a picture of the martini, so I guess it must have been the martini that was her. But she, I like that she wrote from what appears to be the perspective of the bartender. So that was really cool. Let's see here. I would have to say that for me, the stanza that I liked the most was, "When you're with me, there is no last call. Let me have one more sip of you until we fall onto the floor where we can do it all, horizontally dancing, then climbing the walls." Great lines and very well done.
Right.
And
yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I agree with you, Pam. This was a great piece and, you know, really well put together. It was fun. It was, a little saucy. I found it intriguing. It was written from a male point of view. Well, maybe not a male point of view. Maybe that's the wrong way to put it. But
it seems to come across as a male point of view. But,
yeah.
You know, it could be a female bartender.
Correct. I don't know. I just think it was neat. It was fun. I like the innuendos in it. You know, come on, sit on the stool here next to me. A night full of surprises I have up my sleeves. You know, I like that. And I think it was, yes. It was a good piece. And thanks, Jenny, for sharing. I really enjoyed it. I did. Absolutely.
Yep. I definitely agree. And did you see my picture I put up for tonight? It says, "If it involves margaritas and cows, count me in."
I'm only you would find it.
It's actually a chopped, like a edited picture of a t-shirt. So I'm like, I'm going to have to buy that t-shirt.
There you go. And so that way you can wear it in real life while you're doing these shows.
There you go. Yep.
Too funny. Oh my gosh. You should call in and keep us company. So we, you know. Yeah. Well.
There you go. Anybody listening in, you know, especially if you have a poem to read or you just want to call in for the fun of it. Feel free to call in and keep us company.
That's right.
Yep.
All righty.
All right. Well, up next we have Abandoned Mojitos by Ruby 2446. And it goes like this. "In charge of drinks, my sommelier pouring ruby Bordeaux for me to taste, then keeping me topped up as we enjoy dinner. After creme brulee, he becomes our barista, skillfully creating, presenting Irish coffees. On the patio at sunset, he becomes the mixologist. Mojitos are our choice for this evening. Relaxed from food, wine, and coffees, I curl into the luxurious egg-shaped hanging chair, dreamily watching as at the little barbecue table he prepares our drinks, laying out the glasses, ingredients, and equipment, my tongue tingling in anticipation of the heady, sweet, minty, lime-enhanced concoction. I nearly said seduction. Ooh la la. Where has my mind wandered to? Before he slices limes, his fingers mold its roundness to release the juices from inside the skin. My just watching makes me tingle. Heartbeats quicken, cherries rise, pressing naughtily against my flimsy silk sarong. Then his big, sexy, calloused hand slices deep with the knife. Each piece oozes its tangy liquid. the half-unsliced, he rubs slowly around the rim of the two awaiting glasses. Of course, he's aware my eyes never leave him, so each rub is accentuated, the flesh clasping the glass as the juice flavors the sipping surface. Next, he squeezes his body, pulsing a few times for my titillation. Lime juice covers the bottom of both glasses. He liberally splashes in the rum from a height, as mixologists do. One long, thick finger sucked slowly through his lips, enjoying a stray drop and the hint of lime. My tongue flicks, licking lips in teasing response. Mint leaves in the glass, he takes his muddler and crushes the essence of the mint into the mix of juice, rum, and added sugar. He plunges his muddle and grinds the leaves as per all the best recipes. A rush of heat and quivers engulf my body as I watch. A molten, fizzy warmth floods my core as bubbles of soda water and scoops of crushed ice fill the glass garnished with lime half slices and mint leaves. He stands before me grinning, totally knowing how his performance has turned me on. Knowing the mojitos will not be touched, here they stand hours later. I'm wondering if sunrise would be a good time for him to make another round. End poem.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a stunning write. I really like that one. And your thoughts, Jean?
Well, you know, I thought it was a yummy tale, for real. She handled this really well. excuse me. Good heavens. I don't know what's gotten into me. But, you know, I love how she walks all through this evening, you know, between the wine at dinner and the coffee, and then he turns into this mixologist. And she really made it very enticing, you know, speaking about how he's making these drinks and how, you know, it turns her on, and she's not missing anything that he's doing and what have you. But I have to say, when she got down to the end and she says, he stands before me grinning, totally knowing how his performance has turned me on, knowing the mojitos will not be touched. Here they stand hours later. I'm wondering if sunrise would be a good time for him to make another round. Yeah, there you go. There you go. I really like the way she tied it up at the end, and I thought it was all in good fun, you know, just really, really well put together. She knew exactly step by step what she wanted to occur in this poem, and did a fine job doing it. Greatly expressed. Nice job.
You know what?
Yes.
Absolutely. I have to agree. And this was the kind of prompt that people could have fun with. And yeah. And I agree that Ruby actually really did that well. You know, it was fun. It was sexy. And, you know, there's definitely nothing that was vulgar or explicit. I mean, it's all about just watching somebody make a drink, and then, you know, just, you know, that arousal that comes with watching somebody that you're attracted to and knowing what's coming up. And I love how she makes every little gesture seductive. Before he slices lime, his fingers molded its roundness, and he rubs slowly around the rim of the two awaiting glasses. Of course, he's aware my eyes never leave him, so each rub is accentuated, the flesh clasping the glass as the juice flavors the sipping surface. I mean, those are wonderful, seductive lines, and you're definitely right that the ending was such a great way to wrap it up, to do all that process to make those drinks and then decide that there's more important things that happen. And perhaps, you know, I did like the ending with, I'm wondering if sunrise would be a good time for him to make another round.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was just, yes. I did like that. Oh, very cool.
It's a good time for another round. You know, I mean, sure. Let's go for it, right? Oh, my God. Funny.
Mojitos are another drink I've actually never tried.
My goodness. What? Okay. No martinis. No
I will
mojitos.
Say, though, probably because just in general, I don't like mint.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. You like? Have you had margaritas, Pam? I know you've had margaritas.
Well, I'm drinking one right now, so yes. But I have had one before now.
There you go. There you go.
Out of those three drinks, I have had margaritas.
We used to have a little margarita bar. 10 minutes from my house. If I went out my door and made a left, made a right, it was right at the end of that street. And they had like 30 flavors of margaritas. You could
my gosh.
Yes. I think before they left town, I tried one of each. They were very good. I'd go in and I'd say, okay, now I've done those. Now I need to do those. And, oh, yeah, it was pretty fun. I do like peach margaritas. I think they're pretty good. Yes.
That does sound good.
But, you know, I got to be honest. Go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the fruit flavors I can't imagine doing is banana. I'm really not a fan of banana-flavored stuff, unless it's like bananas or banana bread.
Well, you know, there's, you know, where they make banana daiquiris. I think I've had a banana daiquiri once. It wasn't bad. But see, the difference with that is the fact that they do make it with the fresh fruit. They don't, it's not like banana flavored. You know what I mean? That banana flavor is just.
Banana flavor is just weird.
But,
true.
But I never met a margarita flavor that I didn't like. So, you know, let's just.
Wow.
Yeah, they're all good. They all taste good, you know? So you order one that you really like in the beginning, and it's easy after that. But I'll tell you, Pam, the craziest drink I had was called a velvet peanut. A velvet peanut. It was peanut butter and rum. And I'm not sure how they made it creamy. Like they added some kind of like maybe half and half or something to it. And it came out this huge mound, I swear to God, of whipped cream on top. And I
goodness.
And I only ordered it because it was like, you know, one of those crazy things on a menu and you're like, what is that?
And right.
I got to tell you, it was really good. It was really weird, but it was really, really good. So I'm just
I really like peanut butter, so I would be willing to give it a try.
Yes. I'll have to see if I can't hunt it up somewhere. I don't know what I would, I'll figure it out. I'll find it for you, Pam. Get out the
bar. All right.
I'll be with you by morning.
There you go. I like it. Breakfast drink of champions. Mm-hmm. And Mamyam says about Ruby's poem, ooh, that's steamy. Beautiful, yes. Right, Ruby? Very cool. I like that. All right. Let's see what we do next. Up next, we have Mojito Love by Betty Page. And Betty was nice enough to supply us with the SoundCloud. So here we go.
Mojito Love. Love. Come sail away with me, create sweetest memories, go for a ride, adventure, a pirate and his fine bride. Cruise amidst the scenery, clear aquamarine, dreamlands, make love behind waterfalls, neon rainbows, shimmering. Explore secret hidden caves. Find wonderlands of crystals, seashells, colored glass, treasures, gold cascading sweet sparkles. Swimming deep in blue-green pools, dine at Baja cantinas, dancing along the seashore, smitten so in love with you. End poem.
Great read and write, Betty. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, then the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. She said mojito love, just like I imagined. And no, I didn't actually listen to the recording earlier, so I just kind of imagined how I would picture Betty saying that. But Jean, your thoughts on this poem?
You know, I thought it was a neat piece by Betty. I like the recipe at the top, of course, you know, telling you how to make the mojito. But love, come sail away with me, create sweetest memories, go for a ride, adventure, a pirate and his fine bride. Cruise amidst the scenery, clear aquarium, dreamlands, make love behind waterfalls, neon rainbows simmering. You know, ain't nothing you can't do if you have a couple mojitos. No, I'm only kidding. Hell, you know, we might have to try some of those mojitos, Pam.
We should. I would be open to it. I think because the mint is fresh mint, you know, like for me, like I don't like mint chocolate chip ice cream. I just, kind of thing. But.
Gotcha. No, I think this was a good write. I do. It was almost a brevity. Maybe it was a brevity. I don't know. I can never determine how many lines is a brevity. But maybe it is. Only four small quatrains. But I think it was, explore sweet hidden caves, find wonderlands of crystals. I don't know. It just sounds like fun. And I guess, you know, with the refreshing taste of the mojito, is what I gather, you know, between all the ingredients. I think that it kind of could put you in that kind of a shore, a beach and the water and all that. I think it kind of all kind of works together. And it sounds, it sounds like it's tied together somehow. It's not an unusual thought, you know, So nice work, Betty, and I think you read it really well. And I do love when she sends in her her audios. Because
me
I
too.
Can never put the emphasis in the right places. You know, I just read words. With her, we get to hear where her head is when she's reading it, what parts she puts the emphasis on. And that's very cool. I like it.
Yeah, and well, that's true, I think, for anybody's poetry. When people can either call in or make recordings, read it themselves, they know exactly where to put their pause, pitch, and punch. Whereas we kind of just have to parkway guess, you know.
I agree.
Yep. But yeah, I do really enjoy and appreciate the atmosphere that Betty has created with this piece. As you said, the imagery in it just connects really well with what the idea of the kind of zesty, refreshing taste that you can imagine a mojito having. I really love the imagery and cruise amidst the scenery, clear aquamarine dreamlands, make love behind waterfalls, neon rainbows shimmering, then swimming deep in blue-green pools, dine at Baja cantinas, dancing along the seashore, smitten, so in love with you. And that was such a sweet line to end it on, smitten, so in love with you. I mean, you can just imagine this couple on this romantic vacation together and the sparks flying between them, cooling off with their mojitos. I mean, it just really is lovely.
Right. Absolutely.
I do enjoy that. All right. Let's see here.
I just saw your message to me saying hers, Jose Cuervo, was going to be your co-host. I never even thought.
Well, yeah, I didn't want you to worry about me, so I had to message you and let you know that Jose Cuervo would be my co-host if nobody else showed up.
I don't know, ma'am. Yeah, sometimes I wonder about her. Yes, I do. Don't tell her. Oh my God.
All right, let's see here. Just in case she decides to call in and join us, I'm holding off on Stelina's right. So
that would be nice if you did.
Yeah, yeah. Figure give her some time. So up next we have "And Whatever the Lady Is Having" by Thomas B. And go ahead, Dean, and give that a read, please.
Yes, if I can find the room. I have too many tabs open and they're all out of sync. Okay, here we go. "And Whatever the Lady Is Having" by Thomas B. You told me you didn't want to cause a stir, but you didn't mind shaking things up. I smiled, thought dirty thoughts, reminded you how I felt about umbrellas. Naked on the beach only leads to sunburn, a holiday ruined by sun poisoning, when a good afternoon could be spent relaxing in the shade, avoiding tooth decay, allowing gin to have its way, the practice of learning the effects of botanicals. The delight to be found when a very dry vermouth gets loose, just enough to entice a very nice gentleman to share time with a lovely woman. Learning when to nibble, when to sip, and when to go to the crossroads of olive and gin." End poem. Woohoo.
I know. Man, there is just something about a martini that makes for a classic right.
Okay. Thomas, we need to talk.
Yep.
Just kidding.
I do really enjoy that he put in his AN, Gin Sin Ladies Hope Alcohol, and those were great tags. I really like the prompt he chose to write to. There's something about black and white photography, especially for sensual prompts, that really catches my eye, and I wish I could have found more like this, but this one was, to me, a particularly beautiful one of the woman sitting wearing this backless dress, and you can't see her face. You can really just see it, like kind of a shadowed outline of her, and she's smoking, and she's got a martini. And this, his right is such a great take on that prompt. Mm-hmm. I like how this kind of has that noir almost type feel to it. You know, maybe not exactly in its language, but there's something about the vibe of it. I did like the opening lines and the closing lines, and all the rest of it, of course, is a great treat in between. You told me you didn't want to cause a stir, but you didn't mind shaking things up. I love that play on words with, you know, the shaken, not stirred. That was very clever. That all the way through, amazing lines. But I have to say that ending stanza with "share time with a lovely woman, learning when to nibble, when to sip, and when to go to the crossroads of olive and gin." You know,
awesome.
I mean, just brilliant lines and very well done.
Absolutely.
And Jean, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
I was loving it as I was reading it. I'm going, because I wanted to say things, but I did not. I'm sorry. I loved how he started the whole thing out with, you know, you told me you didn't want to cause a stir, but you didn't mind shaking things up. I thought that was a great way to step into this right. I really did. I smiled, thought dirty thoughts. Well, you know, dirty martini, that's kind of where my head went completely. I thought it was great. And then the second stanza, I thought really pulled it in, allowing gin to have its way, the practice of learning the effects of botanicals, you know, because, the gin is definitely a unique kind of flavor. To say the least, but definitely end of this was pretty awesome. The delight to be found when a very dry vermouth gets loose, just enough to entice a very nice gentleman to share time with a lovely woman, learning when to nibble, when to sip, and when to go to the crossroads of olive and gin. I loved it. I really did. And the reason it says sin down there, I think, Pam, is because the old saying,
uh-huh.
Gin will make you sin. That's what that's, I heard.
Oh, yeah, that is. Yep, ginseng, whiskey, frisky. And I don't know what you are with rum. Well, actually, I think it's one that rhymes with rum, but I won't say it.
Rum and numb. Numb.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Or dumb.
No, I just wanted to remind you what you were thinking. Yeah, I really like this drink.
I do, too. I do, too. I have to say kudos to this, right? Yeah, good stuff. All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I'll be drunk by the time this is over.
Well,
I'm
stopping at one drink, so I should be good. I don't want to enjoy too much of tequila or anything else and then fall asleep on Faizy's show.
Don't worry, Pam. We'll just put a blanket on you. It'll be okay.
Yeah, just roll me over.
Sleep it off.
At least if I fell asleep on Faizy's show unmuted, she could actually mute me. I could just imagine if it would happen on some show. Like, if, you know, I could imagine me being alone with Rex on After Midnight and trying to wake me up.
That is just too funny. Nobody can hear. Yeah, that could be a
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. See that? I don't know. We got to keep our eyes on Pam in case anybody was wondering. She's party girl over there. Real party girl.
Well, that, exactly. But what else are you going to do when the topic is margaritas, mojitos, and martinis?
Well, I don't have all the mixins for martinis, so I'm mad now. I don't have the fixins for any of that, you know? Yeah.
I planned ahead of time. I actually bought just pre-mixed margaritas, margarita mix. Yeah, so like I already had the tequila added and, you know, just, yep. But I actually put thought into that title because I'm like, okay, I want 3M drinks and I want them to flow in a smooth way. There you go. Now I'm saying it right. My goodness. So
you thought you were writing a poem and you wanted
I did. Yes. Yes.
I see how you
yep.
are.
Everything becomes a poem. Yep. Exactly. Well, up next we have Jimmy My Buffett by Liquid Mind Forever. Now that's a fun title. I like that one. All right, and it goes like this. Sweat drips down from between my thighs, black fishnet stockings held in the grime of perspiration's anticipation. Act as a buffer. I'm tougher than I act, though tactless. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I've spent 2 lonely days in a long L.A. haze, and I can't get you out of my cabbage patch, latched thatch, snatch one, scratch, 2, drop the load. I got my hush puppies on, and I've chewed straws till dawn, and I've undergone straw dogs guffawed. Drink up at Smokey's Joe's, Kelly's throwing darts at the green parrot, and the mic's open, wasting away in Margaritaville. Again and again and again until then I'll fantasize, sigh, pass the shaker of salt, lick the inside of my first finger and thumb, and don't succumb to dumb. I'll come if you Jimmy my Buffett and poem. And another just clever write with great wordplay. And your thoughts, Jean?
You know, I like this write. I thought it was... It was clever because there's a whole bunch of references all throughout that kind of, they lead you on the path that exactly where Liquid Mind Forever wants them to lead you. You know, I mean, the song lyric, you know, and you just follow them down, and she added here and, you know, took it out there. And I think that she did a fine job creating this, you know, the Margaritaville feel, you know, absolutely. So, yeah, but Jimmy My Buffett, ain't that something? I like the title.
I did like that, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is nicely done. You know, I like that. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent two lonely days in a long L.A. haze, and I can't get you out of my cabbage patch. Latch, touch. That's one crack, scratch. Two, drop the load. You know, I don't know. But I just love how she played with the lyrics throughout. So great job, Deborah. Well put together and nice job.
I agree. Yeah, like I said, great wordplay. And you're right. She uses the clever references to lead you exactly down the path that she wants you to go. And I do love the reference to Margaritaville, the song by Jimmy Buffett, and, you know, her inner and end rhyme, her imagery and metaphors. It's all really great. I really like, I got my hush puppies on, and I've chewed straws till dawn, and I've undergone straw dogs guffawed. Drink up at Smokey's Joe's, Kelly's throwing darts at the green parrot, and the mic's open. It sounds like the idea of going from, like, one watering hole to the next, you know, just having a really fun night all the way through. I also like past the shaker of salt, lick the inside of my first finger and thumb, and don't succumb. You know, wonderful lines there all the way through, a beautifully written vignette. I do like how she staggers her stanzas, so they have a wonderful sense of a movement to them. So really clever, sexy write, and very well done. All right. Let's see what we have next. And by the way, thank you to all our poets who supplied rights for tonight. Really appreciate you all.
Absolutely.
I forgot to grab the next poem, so I'll go ahead and do that.
How can you forget? The next poem.
I know, right? What's up with that?
I don't know.
And I have to, you're right, and then I have to run over to the next page and grab it. I mean, it's just exhausting. All right. Well, up next we have At the Bar by Teresa Strezhnikov. And go ahead, please, Jean, and give that a read.
Sure. At the Bar by Teresa Strezhnikov. At the bar, margarita in hand, waiting for your girls to arrive. Across the room, your eyes get stuck, mesmerized by his luster, his aura, and his sexiness. When the bartender comes your way, tell him you like it pretty dirty. With two olives and strong alcohol, too many of these, who knows where tonight will fall. You grab the olives and put them up to your lips, caressing them one at a time, slowly opening up your mouth, taking them right on in, hoping he's watching you playing along, making an effort to have him come on and spend this lustful night with you. Then you wake up, and it was all just a dream. And boom. Sorry about the kitten.
Great lead there. But I liked this one. One of the things, I like when people do a story right, and there's sensuality, but there's not necessarily any acting out of sexual acts. Instead, it's all about the anticipation and the observations made. I like that she uses the word aura. You don't see aura used much in a sensual rite, and I think, to me, it works really well. Mesmerized by his luster, his aura, and his sexiness. I also really like, you grab the olives and put them up to your lips, caressing them one at a time, slowly opening up your mouth, taking them right on in. Wonderful. You know, that food is so fun to play with when it comes to sensuality. And I noticed that those who, those ladies that wrote to the martini, in fact, well, and gentlemen, seem to love to play with those olives. So, yep. So they were definitely a lot of fun to play with. But wonderful, right, by Teresa, and very well done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have to agree. I thought this was a well-done piece. I thought the story was clever and fun and just, which word do I want? It was just enough of a lead-on throughout the poem, you know, to really get you thinking, oh, okay. You know, you're not knowing where it's going to end. You know, when the bartender comes your way, tell him you like it pretty dirty. With two olives and strong alcohol, too many of these, who knows where tonight might will fall, you know, and that's the truth, you know, the first one. Yeah, it's like I was joking earlier about the first one, you know, it's the only one you got to worry about getting down. After that, it's all easy. You know, you get that first martini down, the next one goes easier, you know, your taste buds kind of conform a little bit. So, yeah, too many of these, it's easy to do sometimes, but now, that would make me nervous. So I've overdone it on gin once or twice. Oof. Yes. Scary.
Yeah.
But I did like the way she ended it. I thought it was kind of clever way around it, around having to get into any details or, you know, any kind of taking the story too far. And I think that, you know, that the way she turned it around just, you know, was good, you know, because there's nothing wrong with what she did. I think what she did was great. But yeah, hoping he's watching you, playing along, making an effort to have him come on and spend this lustful night with you. And you wake up and it was all just a dream. Now that's some good gin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what she was drinking. Never mind. I got a little confused for 30 seconds or so. Yeah, maybe I should have a drink. That would fix it. Oh my
God. There you go. That would change your perspective.
Absolutely. I don't know where it would go, but it would change it. Yes. Okay. Yeah, fun stuff.
It is. It is. I liked it. I liked it. And great comment there.
Whew, my goodness.
All right. And, I saw Sidewinder popped in, so I don't know if he's listening, but a shout out to him. Hello, Sidewinder. Good to see you. And yeah. All right. Let's see here. Do 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 do. Ah. Here we go. We got one with a name that's new to me, and I always enjoy seeing names that are new to me because it means somebody else has been inspired. All right. So this is Sip Slow by eBelly 2202, and it goes like this. Monday night is always a late night. My black dress sits in the trunk until quitting time. Then I vanish. Same table, same crowd, but it's just me. Spark a cigarette, adding my part to the cloud. Wave down my martini gal. She knows what I need. A lime martini and some smooth jazz, losing myself in my favorite sound. So I sip slow and bask in it. One more, please, but bring one to the saxophone man. Tell him he's amazing tonight, and I got this round. He raises his glass and gives me the nod. I smile and sip slow because we both understand. we've never spoken, and that's fine. But tonight and every Monday night, that's our time. We have two things in common, eye contact and our second home. He plays and I listen, like life has purpose without work in it. A few hours of bliss, just me and him, one more drink and another head nod. Until next week, Monday martini love, end poem. I like that one. That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I like this one. You know, it's just that connection. You know, you just go and, you know, you acknowledge the person who's playing the music that you're sitting there and enjoying. And it doesn't have to go one step further than that. It's just you sit there and you enjoy the martini, you enjoy the music. You know, you acknowledge the dude playing it, and you just keep moving. You know, I mean, it's I love it. I really do. I think it's excellent. There's a certain kind of connection there, and I can totally dig it. Wonderful job. Wonderful, wonderful job, Ebeli Ebeli. Nicely done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what? I have to agree. I dig it too. You know, it was a great response to the chosen prompt. I love the vibe and the energy in it. It's another one that has sensuality without necessarily any communicating, just those glances, those sips, those nods. And I like how it speaks on the idea of music, especially jazz music, connecting two people. One more, please, but bring one to the saxophone man. Tell him he's amazing tonight, and I got this round. We have two things in common, eye contact in our second home. He plays, and I listen. You know, that's just wonderful lines on enjoying jazz music and martinis together. And, you know, just taking that time to wind down after a busy day. A nice, delicate touch of sensuality. And very well done. All right. And let's see here.
Shoot.
All right.
Okay.
Up next, we have The Bartender by S. Sharp. And go ahead, please, Jean, and give that a read.
You got it. Let me look here. And here we go. The Bartender by S. Sharp. Salt trails the rim of your glass. Your tongue dips and swirls along the rim. Tequila lingers like you. At night in your fishnets, a slice of lime, a slice of time, passion clung to like a night in Barcelona, dancing, talking with friends, maybe looking for love, maybe looking for a good time. I close my eyes and we dance to the mariachi band, your hand in mine, cheek to cheek, a swirl and a dip into my arms, but I snap out of it. You smile. Can I get another margarita, please? Do you want it with lime? End poem.
Is lime with martini an actual thing?
No, this is margarita. We're doing margarita.
Okay, margarita. Oh, geez, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know why I think martini. Sorry about that.
No problem.
But great read there.
Thanks.
All right. But yeah, and wonderful write by Scott. My apologies for the confusion there, but I like the imagery and the twist at the end, you know, but I snap out of it, you smile. Can I get another margarita, please? Do you want it with a lime? But I have to say that besides the fun ending, my other favorite part is this. Tequila lingers like you at night in your fishnet. I mean, there's just something about the idea of the woman wearing the fishnet stockings that really just for some reason works well with the whole margarita night out, you know, and of course the mentioning of the swirl and dip, so you bring in the dancing into the fantasy, and so really quite a lovely ride all the way through, and then, you know, all of a sudden snap back into reality. So clever right there, Scott, and very well done. And yeah. Your thoughts, Dean?
I thought that was just a great write. It's like he snapped out of it, you know, and I have to assume that was the waitress who said, "Do you want another drink?" But yeah, definitely a well-written piece or a bartender, whichever. I think that it was a great, I want to say daydream, but it wasn't a daydream. It was kind of like, you know, you're just feeling good. You have a couple of drinks and you're feeling good and you just let your mind wander. And that's what's shown through in this, you know, it was really well put together by Scott. Absolutely. You know, I love, but I really like the end, you know, but I snap out of it and you smile. Can I get another margarita, please? Do you want it with lime? Of course I do. You know, but yeah, great job. Great job, Scott. And thanks for sharing. Absolutely.
I was glad to see that he was inspired.
Absolutely.
Oh, very cool. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
Did I do this one? Don't mind me.
Oh, Mammy said she must be having some data connection because the broadcast cuts in and out for her. Yeah, that does happen sometimes.
As much as we hate it.
Unfortunately.
Maybe
especially,
only...
you know.
Go ahead.
What's that?
I said maybe it's only cutting out on my bad jokes if we're lucky.
Yeah, right.
You never know. Absolutely.
All right. Well, up next we have One Night by Weaver of Dreams, and it goes like this. He was not really late. We'd agreed to meet at 8. I would wait here a little longer. He sounded nice on the phone. He had a soft and sensual tone. I felt the attraction grow stronger. It had turned 8:34 as he walked through the door. I tried hard to appear ultra cool. He said, "Sorry, I turned up so late for tonight, our first proper date. I lost track of time. I'm such a fool." He sat, held my hand, and smiled. I blushed and my heart went wild. He leaned over, then kissed my cheek. I said, though I barely knew the man, "Come with me, I have a better plan." Bold words when my legs felt so weak. I wasn't thinking very clearly that night, but there was no fear, it all felt just right. Our lips and bodies knew the other's touch. Passion exploded, love and lust ignited. We were one as hearts and souls united. Who knew that night would hold so much? End poem. Oh, and I do apologize to Kate, but I had checked actually that poem like 3 times today, and she must have put in the SoundCloud after the 3rd time. So,
right.
But I do apologize, but just to let her know, I did check. Multiple times, but a wonderful sensual story as always. Very well done. But your thoughts, Jean?
Well, you know, I thought it was a good take on the prompt. I have to assume that while she was waiting, she was having a drink or two, which made it that much more, it simplified the rest of the poem. He sounded nice on the phone. He had a soft and sensual tone. I felt the attraction grow stronger. It had turned 8:34 as he walked through the door. I tried hard to appear ultra cool. Doesn't it just sound typical in some ways for some folks? But I thought it was cute. And I thought it was clever how she turned it around and, you know, come on, let's get out of here. Let's get out of this place. I don't know whether she was drinking martinis, mojitos, or margaritas. But whatever.
Or all of the above.
Yeah, or, well, I don't know. That might not be a good night. But
yeah, yeah.
But you never know. I thought it was nice. Nice piece. Good job, Kate. Thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. I was glad that she was inspired and that she shared, and wonderful comment there. I did have to say I liked this all the way through. It was great storytelling. I love the interaction between the characters. I have to say that for rhyme and flow and, you know, smoothness, I really liked those first like three stanzas that had the three line rhyming. I thought that worked really well. I really liked those. And I also really liked, I said, though I barely knew the man, come with me, I have a better plan. Bold words where my legs felt so weak. Just really wonderful lines about a woman who just throws all inhibitions to the side. So wonderful, right? And very well done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ready.
All right. Let's see here. I'm just double checking. I didn't remember, Mammy, I having a write on the board, but I'm double checking because I would hate to think that I missed her. Okay. So, all right.
I can't imagine what Mammy I was talking about. We're talking about sensual poetry. We're talking about publishing. And I'm like, where did that come from? I had to like backtrack. I was like, whoa, okay, very good.
Right?
Jeez, yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
Yep. Okay. Nice little fun conversations going on. You never know what's going to be happening in late night poets.
I just kind of missed something. It was like, oh, no. Yes. All good.
All right. Well, up next, we have One Night Still Standing by Jodi Melton. And go ahead, Jean, and give that a read for us, please.
Okay. One Night Still Standing by Jodi Melton. Amidst the moonlit haze, mojito's sweet embrace, two souls found each other in shadows, a passionate chase. Eyes meet in the aftermath of a night's wild dance, a symphony of desire, a tantalizing trance. Lingering whispers of mint on lips that crave trace the contours of skin, a tempestuous wave. A dance of fingers exploring forbidden terrain. In the morning's soft glow, no shame shall remain. Walk of shame, a fleeting memory now, lost in the heat of the moment we allow. Entangled sheets, a story of two storm clouds rage, a night of rolling thunder under the covers. Two lovers engage. Mojito's allure, a bittersweet potion, ignites flames of longing, a sensual devotion. From a walk of shame to a secret rendezvous, passion's fire burns bright in twilight's gentle hues. Come next Friday at the bar, I'll be looking for you. And after I order a drink, I'll patiently be standing, holding two. End quote.
Great read there, Jean, and what a wonderful write by Jodi. a tinge of sadness to it, but it works well. He, you know, like it's only a tinge, especially I think at the end with the idea of somebody patiently waiting for somebody to return and realizing they're holding the two glasses all by themselves. But he weaves that together nicely with this great rhyme, wonderful imagery, and a nice touch of sensuality. I especially like how he fit in the mint of the mojitos into these lines, lingering wisps of mint on lips that crave, trace the contours of skin, a tempestuous wave, a dance of fingers exploring forbidden terrain. In the morning's soft glow, no shame shall remain. You know, those are just wonderful lines. You know, beautifully written and very well done.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And your thoughts, Jean?
Well, you know, I like this piece. I like how it started out with you know, the mojitos, and you know, that taste of mint on your lips. And I know he walks into this, and then eyes meet in the aftermath. You know, and they kind of throw caution to the wind, and you know, get together and. You know, you kind of, that walk of shame, you know, that fleeting memory now, you know, why you kind of like, oh, God, what did I do? You know, what did I do? I wouldn't know anything about that, though, I got to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, I liked it. You know, a story of two storm clouds rage, you know, a night of rolling thunder under the covers, two lovers engage, you know, it was nicely done. It really was. It was touched on, you know, very tastefully. And I like how, you know, that next Friday, come next Friday at the bar, I'll be looking for you. And after I order a drink, I'll patiently be standing holding too, you know, waiting to see her again. And I thought that was sweet. And I thought that was really just well handled. I really did. And much an enjoyable write. So thanks, Jody. I liked it a lot.
It was, and sweet, that I like that description of it, because, you know, the idea of having that faith and hope that somebody's going to show up, and, you know, holding those two drinks, it was a nice way to wrap it up,
right.
A nice blend of sensuality and emotion, because,
right.
You know, I think you kind of have
it. Not
yeah.
Much, you know.
Exactly.
I'm so
yeah. All right.
Loose.
Well, our Miss Stellina must be getting some much needed rest. So I'm going to go ahead and put her poem up. And this is I Like It Dirty by Stellina. And all right. It goes like this. I like my men like my martinis, dark, devilish, and dirty, especially when they respond in kind to my being flirty, sipping his martini, licking his shapely mouth, sends tremors within me traveling rapidly south. I love that electric zing that through me surges as I imagine my body surrendering to his urges. A few dirty vodka martinis sure hit the spot as I feel his passion rise against me hard and hot. Long, sensitive fingers that expertly explore, I whisper breathlessly, please give me more. Slowly pouring the martini over my skin, he drinks it from me, making me explode within. When he bites into his olive, I writhe in rapture, imagining how my ecstasy he's going to capture. As my fever rises, I can wait no longer, the ache to feel him a part of me growing stronger. And in the afterglow of desire, I gently purred, another martini, please, shaken, not stirred. Oh, I like that. What do you think, Jean?
I love that. Stellina really handled this one very well all the way through. You know, she got her point across. all the way through and never, ever made anybody flinch. I thought it was great. But, you know, Stalina knows how to do that. You know, she's been doing it in all of her audios all along. And she just has a real way with words, and she knows how to say things in such a way that it's always, you know, understood. And she has it with, like, precision cuts where she says things and how she says them. And it's wonderful. Yeah, I love this. You know, I liked each one of the stanzas was great. You know, I like my men like my martinis, dark, devilish, and dirty, especially when they respond in kind to my being flirty, sipping his martini, licking his shapely mouth, sends tremors within me traveling rapidly south. I love that electric zing that through me surges as I imagine my body surrendering to his urges. Like, you know, what a great, what a great poem. I really enjoyed it. So well done, Stalina. Thanks so much for sharing this one. Mm-hmm. The only thing could have made it better would have been an audio from her. You know what I mean? Cause
right. Exactly.
Yeah, she'd have blown this one right out of the park, you know, like, bam, okay. But absolutely wonderful. So thanks, Stalina. Great job.
Oh, I have to agree. This was top-shelf quality writing, keeping the meter of her rhyme all the way through, the sensuality, leading us exactly where she wanted to lead us without going overboard. Brilliant imagery and metaphors. I really like that second stanza, especially with ending with slowly pouring the martini over my skin. He drinks it from me, making me explode within. And then when he bites into his olive, I writhe in rapture, imagining how my ecstasy he's going to capture. You know, wonderful, wonderful lines there. And like I said, people just like playing with those olives. So, man, love that one. That was good stuff.
Yeah, this is great.
It is for sure. Yep. And that was it for the contest entries. So now we'll go into some on-topic open poetry that Jean helped me dig up. So thank you, Jean, for that. All right. So I am going to go ahead and put up Let's get out of these wet clothes and into a dry martini by In Walked Bud. And go ahead, Jean, and give that a read, please.
I remember this. I do. And she won a gold in my Mae West contest in this because it was just great. So let's get out of these wet clothes and into a dry martini by In Walked Bud. Your unexpected flyby visit really took me by surprise while sheltering from the pouring flood of my stormy rain-soaked eyes. For you, I've got this burning flame with sparks that shine so bright, and nothing else can fill this need like a martini late at night. Your sweet gin and vermouth kisses leave me dazed and stirred, not shaken. Won't you come up and see me sometime if you're not already taken? 'Cause when I'm good, I'm very good, but when I'm bad, I'm better. Good. Sex is emotion in motion, and I like a tall go-getter. So let's slip off these rain-soaked clothes, snug up and then unwind beside this red-hot blazing fire, because a hard man is good to find. End the poem. Yeah, I like this one.
Oh, that is great. I am so glad you dug that one up. It fits tonight perfect with tonight's show. You know, it's great because I can definitely see how it won gold. She captured Mae West's attitude and her voice. The rhyme in this is just spot on. Amazing imagery. I love how she used the quotes, but none of them felt forced. You know what I mean? Like, they fit in smoothly with the poem.
And I thought that worked really well. I do especially like, for you, I've got this burning flame with sparks that shine so bright, and nothing else can fill this need like a martini late at night. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, all the way through, though, absolutely brilliant. I mean, I love this. It's sexy. It's fun. And it put a smile on my face. So very well done.
Yeah,
and,
I remember.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. And I really liked it when I first read it. I loved the title. I thought the title was perfect, you know. And then when she went on about the martini late at night, I thought, okay, great. You know, sweet gin and vermouth kisses. Like, oh, yeah. But then when she started, like, popping out the quotes, and she placed them in there so perfectly. It was just really well done. And she did. I think she really did capture Mae West in a lot of ways in this piece. So excellent job again in Want Bud. And I like it just as much as I did before. So, hey, you can't beat that one. You know, definitely an excellent job. So thank you for sharing with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree. Oh, my goodness, great stuff. All right. And up next, we have Martini by Joan of Arc. And it goes like this. Staring at me from across the room, this amazing glass in her full bloom. Double take, oh, it's no mistake. Bodacious contents stir in my head. One taste I know I'll regret. My mind needs this venom of her love to keep my world away from reality check. Illusion she brings for my escape. My fingers tremble with our first touch. My breathing heavy. I need you so much. My martini, my love, let's dance. I want to hold you all through the night. Stir me. Don't shake. End poem. Oh, that was
yeah.
Clever. I like that. I like that. Very cool. Very cool. And and your thoughts, Dean?
I loved it. When I had seen it, I said, yeah, okay. And I started reading it, and I was like, wow, okay, well, this is The Art of Seduction without the martini. And then all of a sudden, here she comes with the martini, and I went, all right, you know. I loved it because it was a little bit, it was different because she, well, I shouldn't say it was different. She saved that martini lines for the end. You know, all the rest of it, you know, you're kind of going, oh, okay. You know, you think it's just this relationship. Well, it was, but it was a relationship with a martini glass. And I liked it. I thought it was very well put together. You know, it's not always easy to take an object, inanimate, whatever it is, and like kind of work without it to the end, and then you introduce it. And I think that when you do that, it really, it's a clever take on things. It's not really a twist at the end. Well, it is a twist at the end, I guess. I don't know. It's like a surprise, little gift at the end of it all, where you can kind of go, oh, okay, yeah. And I thought it was just really well done. So, excellent piece, and you know, it was just really nicely addressed. I liked it. You know, I like a little bit of humor in it. That's always good.
I liked that too. I did like the bit of humor in it too. Yeah, this is wonderful personification. You're right; it does take talent to personify an object to the point where you're questioning whether they're talking about a person or somebody else, something else. But then, and then holds it off to the end, so it's like that surprise twist at the end,
right.
You know. But you give little hints, you know,
right.
And of course the title's a big payoff. But you know, but besides that, you know, because you can
right.
take the title metaphorically, it just works so well. The extended a metaphor, the imagery, the personification, the slight touch and the blend. And touching of humor and darkness and sensuality. I really like My mind needs this venom of her love to keep my world away from reality check illusion she brings for my escape. My fingers tremble with our first touch, my breathing heavy. I need you so much. You know, wonderful lines there and very well done.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. And let's see who we have next. All right. Up next we have Italian Air by Malibu. And Jean, go ahead and give that a read, please.
Okay. Italian Air by Malibu. It sounds like an echo. I love seeing women wearing dress. It's a most memorable moment for me to imagine. And while she sits at the Dex bar, naturally beautiful, she needn't carry her face in the clutch she lets slip from her hand. Yet carries all the young girl's treasures hidden neatly in her shapely white dress. And somewhere off the coast of Tuscany, while everyone's eyes are parasol to the blue skies of Sunday, mine become a beacon to a lighthouse, landing perfectly on the sail of her smile. I never knew much about the look of class or the smell of money. Being a young man who just stepped off the platform to the L train someplace in Brooklyn. But there are times when a man has to roll with the moment, then leave it to linger in the past. The encounter he will always remember. The smell of her hair and taste of her skin, reliving the wetness from her lips, left on the rim of his glass to a slightly stirred, unshaken martini. End poem.
Ooh, that was a nice one. But I always enjoy Malibu's party. Not party. Right. I don't know why I said party. Poetry. I've never been to a party at that guy's house. But apparently my subconscious thinks I have it. With a name like Malibu, he probably throws some good ones. So, but you know, I was thinking as when I was first reading that poem earlier, and you were reading it, it actually made me think of this quote, which I had to look up to make sure I had it right. That was by Sophia Loren. A woman's dress should be like a barbed wire fence, serving its purpose without obstructing the view. And yep. But I do like how this is about appreciating the beauty of a woman, and especially a woman who decides to dress in a feminine way. Now, not that there's anything wrong with tomboys or however you want to dress, you know, but, you know, I mean, it's nice to see a poem about a man appreciating the femininity of a woman. And somewhere off the coast of Tuscany, while everyone's eyes are parasol to the blue skies of Sunday, mine become a beacon to a lighthouse landing perfectly on the sail of her smile. And I like that he brings it at the end, the smell of her hair and taste of her skin. I mean, all the lines in those last stanza are just absolutely wonderful, sensual lines and very well done. And Jean, you read that nicely. Your thoughts?
Thanks. Yeah, I like this piece. I liked it from the beginning all the way down. And yeah, that I like that line that you just quoted. It's somewhere here. Yes. The sail of her smile. I thought that was a great line when I was reading it. I went, yeah. I like it. But I have to say, you know, when he steps into the lower half of this poem. But there are times when a man has to roll with the moment, then leave it to linger in the past. The encounter he will always remember. The smell of her hair and the taste of her skin, reliving the wetness from her lips left on the rim of his glass to a slightly stirred, unshaken martini. I love that. I just like how he tied it all up at the end. It was really neat. You know, there was an encounter, and, you know, this is what he remembers, and it wasn't anything, you know, over the top. It was just beautifully expressed, I thought. So, well done, Malibu. I liked it very much. Very, very
absolutely.
Much.
I have to agree. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. All right. And up next, we have Sip of My Tequila by Poetic Picasso. And it goes like this. Our lips are tempted by the sweet seduction of tequila, the aphrodisiac aroma of sensual spices. Our mouths yearn for the taste of the teas of mezcal as we are enraptured by this lustful intoxication. Our kisses are imbued by this aromatic scent and fructose. Our hormones are aroused then by its amber glow. Our fingers explore with the foreplay of lovers the exoticism of a nocturnal Acapulco. I pour its delicious drops onto the depth of your navel, a cocktail of the moisture of our perspiration, licking and imbibing its succulence with lime, with the titillating tip of my exotic tongue. You beg to nibble the worm from inside the bottle, wanting to suck and suck until the last wet drop. And you want more and more of the sip of my tequila. I'm burning your taste buds with the lingering of your thirst. I am your passion, your sexual drink. You desire the flavor of my tequila. Olé, olé. And poem. I wasn't about to try the whole Spanish.
It's okay. So, Frank put the translation underneath of it too.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I jumped straight to the translation. So there you go. Your thoughts, Jean?
Wow, what a warm piece. Like, you know, turning the fan on now, kind of thing. Wonderfully, wonderfully written, wonderfully read, Pam. You did a great job with it. Just very sensual, very sexy. So it was just really, the story was well told, let's put it that way. You know, and, well, I'm not going to quote those, but I am your passion, your sexual drink. You desire the flavor of my tequila. Okay. Frank, I'm pointing my finger. Lucky for you, man. You're a little state of Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But that's definitely a great piece. So, well done, Frank. That's for sure.
He is definitely a naughty little Catholic altar boy, isn't he? Oh my goodness. Well, great comment there, Dean. I do have to say, because I know eventually Frank will listen, I have to say muy caliente for sure. Wonderful imagery. I love how he plays with the flavors and underlining notes of the tequila as sensual metaphors. I also really like a cocktail of the moisture of our perspiration licking and imbibing its succulence with lime, with the titillating tip of my exotic tongue. You beg to nibble the worm from inside the bottle. And, of course, the Spanish is always a nice touch, but I prefer to save the Spanish for when I can get a SoundCloud from Frank. Because, of course, it obviously sounds much better in his voice. I also really like burning your taste buds with the lingering of your thirst. Wonderful lines, and thank you, Frank, for sharing this with us. It is very much appreciated. All right, so for our open poetry, that was the last of the one writes that were, like, kind of on topic, you know what I mean, like, basically on topic. And now I'm going to go to open sensual poetry, where it was basically like, you know what, just share whatever sensual poetry you want as long as it's not smut or porn. And our people have come through. And, oh, and Mammy, she is funny. She says, oh, my Frank, did it again. Don't do this to me. I'm in public. Oh, that's great. That's great. Very cool. All right. So that is funny. Up next, we have Ripples of Indigo by Alice Macabre. And Jean, go ahead and give that a read. Oh, wait. Oh, Alice. Okay, never mind. Yeah. Go ahead.
Don't do that to me. Don't make me confused.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Ripples of Indigo by Alice Macabre. Oh, sweet beast, entwine our souls with the promise of intoxicated stars. Whisper. Oh, no. Let me start over, because I did that all screwy. Oh, sweet beast, entwine our souls with the promise of intoxicated stars. Whisper across this mortal chalice of velvet heavens as you drink from the apex of your desire. When you claim me, all that is and all that will be stills. The universe holds its breaths, trembling, waiting. For ours is an eternal eclipse, without beginning, without end, bringing the gods to their knees as they weep. And the silence of indigo ripples bursts us anew. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Jean. And I'm really glad that Alice shared something with us. She has a talent, I think, for dark sensuality. Dark sensuality, in my opinion, takes balance. You don't want too much of the darkness, but you want it to be apparently there. And I think right away she opens up with that, oh, sweet beast, entwine our souls with the promise of intoxicated stars, whisper across the mortal chalice of velvet heavens. I mean, oh my goodness, wonderful lines all the way through. You know, but I do especially like those lines, and also for ours and is an eternal eclipse without beginning, without end, bringing the gods to their knees. Amazing lines and very well done. And your thoughts, Jean?
Well, you know, I thought it was very well written. I really enjoyed the piece, and I thought it was great imagery and wording throughout. I think she did an excellent job. And thanks for sharing with us, Alice. It really is an excellent piece and enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It is.
Yeah.
For sure. I have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And oh, I do love Mamia. She's awesome.
She's funny.
She is. All right. Up next we have She Walks in Beauty by Average White Man. And we have a SoundCloud for that. So here we go.
She walks in beauty through the vestry of my hopes, a coquettish ballet above the cold tiles of my confessional, tugging on life's dangling ropes. She takes my hand and guides me to the bedclothes of heaven, spreads her shroud upon my flesh as her sweat drips on my confessions. She strikes the tinder of my thoughts, so once dormant fires erupt in me, her skin a canvas of linen, awaiting reams of scribbled poetry. I stagger through her landscape, a stumbling clown upon her scene of autumnal levity, a jarring parabellum against the backdrop of serenity. She walks in beauty, and I'm entranced entirely, spinning on a giddy edge of self-imposed insanity. I am lost and cannot be found. I am captured, and there's no way out. And yet, throw your musings to the wind, I hear the poet shout.
Ooh, I like that. He's always got a wonderful reading voice. Thank you, Average White Man, for the recording. It is very much appreciated. This is a great take on the poem, Byron's She Walks in Beauty. I like this take on it and how it's from the perspective of someone who, well, I guess it's basically from the perspective of a poet who writes for his love. But there's a kind of another one that has a slight sensual darkness to it that really works well. It also blends spirituality and sensuality really well. She takes my hand and guides me to the bedclothes of heaven, spreads her shroud upon my flesh as her sweat drips on my confessions. She strikes the tinder of my thought. Oh my goodness, those are such brilliant lines and very well done. And your thoughts, Jean?
You know, this is a great piece. You know, really, it really is. I thought it was beautifully written, wonderfully sensual. There's so many wonderful lines all throughout the piece itself, and I love the imagery. So, you know, win-win, win-win, what? You know, I picked up these lines. She walks in beauty through the vestry of my hopes, a coquettish ballet above the cold tiles of my confessional, tugging on life's dangling ropes. She takes my hand and guides me to the bedclothes of heaven, spreads her shroud upon my flesh as her sweat drips on my confessions. She strikes the tinder of my thoughts, so once dormant fires erupt in me, her skin a canvas of linen, awaiting reams of scribbled poetry. Absolutely, absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely. I don't even know what this is. You know, the lines were great. The imagery was great. It was sensual as all get out. And the parts I quoted, they're just gorgeous. You know, I mean, it's just this, I don't know, wonderful job, Average White Man. And thanks so much for sharing with us. Excellent. Excellent piece.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad he did share that with us. Very cool. All right. And up next, we have Teasing Cat by Aphasiana. And it goes like this. Wisps of his tattoos peek out, tiny teases at the edge of his uniform. I want to tear it off him and see the rest, want to know what he wanted on his body. I wish I was on it right now. I want to know if that chest hair continues. Curious about how it frames his muscles, wonder if the rest of him is as irresistible as the perfect parts I can see. I want to trace his hip bones to a different kind of bone. I want to inspire it. I hope I secretly do. I want him to wake up needing me the way I ache daily for him. I try not to stare at those lines of ink that remind me there's more to him than what is on display for everyone. I want the privilege of a private show, a mountain I'm not authorized to climb. He stands close, majestic beyond words. In his shadow, I forget what I'm doing, trying to convince myself not to touch. Never have I been so enthralled. I am completely at his mercy, and he has no idea the power he wields with that smile. End poem. What a wonderful write by Fazy. And your thoughts, Jean?
Aphasiana. Great poem.
Right? Ooh la la.
I was gonna tease her and say, oh my, but it's a wonderful poem. It is. I think everyone has seen someone, met someone, sometimes worked with someone, sometimes live next door to someone. It all depends on the day, the hour, the time, the month, whatever, where you look and you just have this attraction. It's not necessarily somebody you want to run away with forever, but you just have the attraction. And you do, you just think to yourself, God, I'd love to know more about this, or I would love, you know, I get it. I love this poem. I think this poem just really spoke of that perspective, and she did it in a great way.
You know what? I agree.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
So his tattoos peek out. Tiny teases at the edge of his uniform. I want to tear it off of him and see the rest. I want to know what he wanted on his body, and I wish I was on it right now. So that was great. You know, and then I want to know if that chest hair continues. Curious about how it frames his muscles. Wonder if the rest of him is as irresistible as the perfect parts I can see. I don't know. I think that she just did a fabulous job with this. So, Aphasiana, well done. A plus.
You know what? Absolutely. You can tell she had fun with this. And, you know, I'm the same way when it comes to tattoos. If I can only see part of a tattoo, even if I'm not attracted to the person, I want to know what the rest of it is. But I like how this is about that curiosity, as you were saying, that physical attractiveness to somebody. And I did like the lines you quoted. Plus, I also really like, I try not to stare at those lines of ink that remind me there's more to him than what is on display for everyone. I want the privilege of a private show. I mean, just wonderful lines. And then for her to wrap it up with the power of a smile, you know what I mean? Because there's some people just have those charming, sexy smiles. So,
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, I love it. I want to pick up lines and put them in my comment, but, like, you know, where do I stop? You know.
Yeah, right?
Sometimes
you just want to copy and paste the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly, because sometimes it just strikes you that way. It's like perfect, you know. So, so I'm not going to do that. But Aphasiana, no, I love every line. Good job. Really well put together.
Absolutely, I have to agree. And up next, we have The Eternal Embrace by Arcana Amore. And Arcana was nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
Mystical marriage to midnight magic. We dance the darkness in sanguine serenity. Our eternal embrace shall ne'er cleave asunder as we waltz through veils of languorous sighs. Your pale perfection reflects the moonlight as stars blaze brightly within your eyes. You capture my stare with enticing spells that demands be sated in prisms of pleasure. Just you and I, my elegant enchantress, we entwine in timeless trysts of passion, exploring each other with delicious devotion. Midst cascading cloaks of nocturnal rapture, our tongues taste desire in wanton abandon as they caress our crevices of pallid flesh. In writhing crescendos, engulfed in ecstasy, we make love in the satin embrace of night. This immortal flame that burns between us shall endure the temporal fabric of time. Though centuries pass by like changing seasons, the connection we share shall never fade. Like blood, we bleed through veins of shadows, sharing our kisses midst sensual storms that drain the hearts of beating nectar, feasting on forlorn fates with fervor. With eager endeavor we melt together. Side by side we slumber from break of dawn, patiently awaiting the breath of twilight. For our undying obsession to arise as one.
Great read and write, Arcana. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. I have to say this is absolutely delicious, dark sensuality. Imagery and metaphors all the way through that carry plenty of weight. I really like We Dance the Darkness and Sanguine Serenity, our internal embrace shall ne'er cleave asunder as we waltz through veils of languorous sighs. And just you and I, my elegant enchantress, we entwine in timeless trysts of passion. And I could keep going on because there's so many just wonderful lines that really bring out the dark sensuality between these two. So wonderful lines and very well done. And your thoughts, Jean?
Well, you know, I thought this was an amazing piece. Wonderful work. Love the imagery. His alliteration is always on the, you know, always pristine is what I said. It was most excellent. I wanted to thank him for sharing with us again. It was just wonderful. This time around, I grabbed up two stanzas. This immortal flame that burns between us shall endure the temporal fabric of time. Though centuries pass by like changing seasons, the connection we share shall never fade. Like blood, we bleed through veins of shadows, sharing our kisses midst sensual storms that drain the hearts of beating nectar, feasting on forlorn fates with fervor. Can't read it, but I liked it. I thought they were great lines. So, Arcana, thank you so much. Excellent piece. Great share.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have to agree. I do have to agree. Wonderful. Wonderful write tonight. Yeah, very impressed. Very impressed. I have to say a thank you to everyone who wrote for the contest and provided rights to the show. Thank you to Jean for calling in and hanging out with me. And, you know, thank you to Mamya for hanging out on the board. Really appreciate her. And, you know, just... as always, you know, everybody who writes for our shows is listening now or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. You can join us about 30 minutes after this show for Part Sinner, Part Saint with Afasiana. And then tomorrow is Thursday, which means, which one is tomorrow?
I think it's Afasiana and Dan.
Okay. Afasiana and Dan, a double helix, 10 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, 12:30 a.m. Eastern U.S. time on Friday. You can join us for Break On Through. Then 10 p.m. on Friday is Open Poetry with Fill My Eyes and Company. 12:30 a.m. on Saturday is Once Upon a Time with Dexter and Myself. And 10 p.m. on Sunday is Rhythm and Rhyme with Intimidus Rex. And make sure to keep an eye out on all of the contests and topic boards put up by our late night poets, hosts, and hostesses, because you're sure to find something to inspire. And anything you'd like to say in closing, Jean?
I think you covered it all. Great show tonight. Great prompts. Fun writes. Yeah, it was a good time. Absolutely. So,
it was. Thank you.
Yep. So another successful evening of poetry. Like this.
Absolutely, a winner in my book.
And I apologize to Jose for getting in the way. I didn't mean to take his space.
Jose says he will forgive you.
Oh, forgive me. Okay, I hope so.
Too funny. All right, I'll see you later.
Okay, thanks, hon. Good night.